says political bickering needs to get kicked to the curb now for the sake of passing a jobs bill.
I don't see how any politician, be Republican, a Democrat, independent, conservative, liberal, progressive, or whatever, cannot see the pain and hear the moan and groan of a desperate people.
Just yesterday, we learned first-time jobless claims rose more than expected to 408,000 last week. At least two suicide bombers strike the British Council in Kabul, killing at least eight people. Steve Clemens of the New America Foundation in the Afghan capital heard the blasts and gunfire.
There were five distinctive shots, and then this began to build morning into, like, almost nonstop machine gun fire.
Police say that at least one militant also died in a firefight with Afghan security forces. Quite a reception in Madrid for Pope Benedict. He's there for World Youth Day celebrations. The pontiff urged young Catholics in a speech Thursday not to hide their beliefs from their peers. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
During the Home Depot's Renew and Redo Bath event, Catalina Canyon porcelain tile is only 99 cents a square foot. A great new look for a surprising low price. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. A fabulous tile floor at a price that's beautiful, too. Starts with a trip to the Home Depot, where durable Catalina Canyon tile is now just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in store 3/2011.
Requiem for the Palm. Last year, Hewlett-Packard acquired Palm in hopes of becoming a big player in the smartphone and tablet business. Now HP announces it is getting out of the smartphone and tablet business. In a bigger shocker, HP says it's considering spinning off its entire PC division. It's the world's largest PC maker. So where does HP see the future? Corporate software. The company announces it will acquire business software maker Autonomy for $10 billion. In recent years, many traditional retailers have been selling their wares online through Amazon.com. Target is about to exit that club. Monday, it will unveil an aggressively revamped website in hopes it will become a major Amazon rival. Wall Street Journal says more than 800,000 products on the new Target.com will include free shipping. Apparently, yesterday wasn't enough. More market losses around the world as investors fear global recession. 2.5% to 4% declines in Asia and Europe. S&P futures are falling 19 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
Who has the best back-to-school event in the business?
Depot does!
Office Depot announces even lower prices on 75 top back-to-school items, plus weekly specials you won't believe. Marble composition books, just 25 cents. Rulers, just 1 cent. Pocket folders, 1 cent. That's right, 1 cent. It's the back-to-school event at Office Depot. Don't be late. Expires 8/20. Composition books and rulers, limit 5, folders, limit 10.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. Friday morning. It is Friday morning. And I got to tell you that unlike many Fridays, because Friday's normally nap day for me, today will be different. I have lots of work to do, and more importantly, as we are on the eve of Stephanie Miller being in Detroit. And I know that certainly on this side of the microphone, we are all very excited. You still have a chance to RSVP for the after party. So if that's something you want to do, you've got till noon today. I may be a little more liberal, because I'm a liberal guy. But we'd like to have everybody in by noon today. We've had an amazing response, of course. We are going to be, the proceeds of the after party are going to go to the Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts. And very much looking forward to the whole event. Tomorrow's going to be just a fun day and really excited about it. Of course, I am fortunate that I get to introduce Stephanie Miller tomorrow night at the Detroit Opera House, and really just, it's going to be an exciting day. Imagine, you know, 1,000 or so progressives in one place. I guess we better have good security. That's all I have to say. Anyway, I hope you're all having a great morning, this early morning. I certainly am not. Jeff has been very disrespectful, and I'm trying to figure out why. Why you been so mean to me today?
Disrespectful. What are you talking about?
You were giving me gruff this morning.
I was giving you gruff?
Yeah.
You came in and said, what are you dressed up for? I'm wearing a jersey. How is that dressed up?
Wait a minute. I give you a compliment, and somehow that's nasty?
Wait a minute. I missed the compliment. Where was the compliment at?
I said, you know, you look nice today.
No, you said, what do you get all dressed up for Desano for? And I said, it's a jersey.
Yeah, well, you don't normally look this nice in the morning.
Oh, see, that's a backhanded compliment.
No,
that's not a compliment at all.
Listen, what do you normally wear in the morning?
Nice clothes.
Stop it.
Yeah, I have a jersey on and some workout pants. That's not being dressed up.
For you, that's styling.
That's a backhanded compliment.
But it's still a compliment.
I don't look that good. And you're like, well, it's better than you normally look, you jerk.
You're actually a very handsome man, as many of the audience members will find out tomorrow evening. You're a very handsome man. I find it odd that you hide yourself. You wear clothes that are four times too big for you, which I don't understand. I mean, listen, I'm not hitting on you, but if I had your physique, dude, you'd know every bump and whatever on my body. I mean, seriously, I don't understand why you hide yourself.
I'll get more spandex clothing, man.
I wasn't necessarily going there, but okay.
Just make sure every 25 rich, 25 single, good-looking girl knows what you just
25
said.
And up.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, more important is the personality, obviously, but then the rich and hot. In single parts.
Okay, well, single, of course. You know,
we
really don't
one.
Want you getting messed up with a married woman, because then we might lose you. Have you taken a look at the likes on Facebook today?
I saw them last, I haven't done it today, but last night it was like, whoa, we skipped over a whole 10 section.
Well, you know, I made a commitment on Wednesday, as I'm constantly looking at how we can make the show better. As you know, we had a conversation about this yesterday. And it's about quality, and it's about the quality of the guests and in education. Anyway, you know, marketing is an important part of the show. We need to get the message out there that we're here. Now we've, you know, especially with the good graces of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, who has supported the show in extraordinary ways, especially financially. They've been wonderful to the show. You know, we need to continue to market the show. So one of the ways that I can do that is to be more interactive online. And so I have made an effort, starting on Wednesday. I'm spending more time on Facebook during the day. And I'm sure you've noticed that. I'm posting more stuff and interacting with, you know, people that are on there. And so I sent out a little note yesterday, because I've received in the last 2 weeks, you know, on the Tony Truppiano side of my Facebook, not the First Shift side, about 150 new friend requests in the last couple weeks, which is great. I love that. But I asked the people if they would please, you know, be so nice as to come over and like the First Shift page. So, you know, that's part of why that happened yesterday. But, yeah, we're at 642 today, and I'm really, I mean, we were, literally last week, we were in the mid-550s, you know, and here we are, almost 100 more in a week. So I feel good about that.
I would, too. 642, that's nuts. It seemed like yesterday morning it was at 622 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, you know, again, people ask me, somebody, why do you care? Why does it matter to you? Because, you know, it does matter to me because I think we're doing something important here, Jeff. And I think that, you know, as much as our caller yesterday doesn't get what I'm trying to do here, this is a movement. It's not just a radio show. And, you know, like any community, you got to be connected. And one of the ways that we're connected is through Facebook. So that's that. Now, we're going to start, and we're going to do it today. You know, of course, people can still continue to email me, tony@thetonyshow.org. And as I'm saying it, I need to log into Twitter. But people can, I'm also going to start taking Twitter comments. Because this is important to Jeff. You see, I did this without you even asking me.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm a big fan of Twitter. I like it.
I know you do, and that's why I'm trying to be responsive to you. How do you like that?
I'm a big fan.
You're a big fan of yourself, huh?
Well, I'm a big fan of you being responsive.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I have just logged into Twitter, or I am as we speak. And so if somebody wants to send a comment, not going to be, make sure I'm checking that. If somebody wants to send a comment or a question through Twitter, it's at Tony Truppiano. That's at TonyTruppiano. And, of course, you know, feel free to follow us. We picked up a lot of follows this week, too, by the way. We're at, 82 now. And last week I was in the mid-60s, so that's cool, too. So we're growing. That's a good thing. We're growing, absolutely. Can you tell there was no Tigers game last night?
Exactly. But we got not only do we have Tigers game tonight, which, again, against the Cleveland Indians, we also have Lions football.
You know, I have a wedding to go to this evening. So I'm not going to be able to watch either or, but I'm okay with that because I don't know about, you know, different families are different. We, you know, when I was a kid and, you know, even as I got older, we kind of gravitated more into my mom's side of the family than my dad's. Not that we don't have a relationship. I just don't see them as much. So one of my cousins on my dad's side of the family, his daughter's getting married. My wife and I were invited, which, you know, in this day and age, weddings are expensive, so you get an invitation, it's an honor. And so, you know, Ann and I are going to the wedding tonight, and I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't seen that side of the family in quite some time, so it's kind
of
cool.
Are you one of the guys that will try and sneak in maybe a radio and slip the headphones up the side of your shirt?
No. Not for a pregame, not for a preseason game.
You're right, preseason.
But during the season, that's, you know, here's my other issue. My son Dominic, as you know, just graduated high school. So I'm done with all of the sporting events and all that stuff. Not that I didn't enjoy it. I did. I loved it. All three of my boys, very active. They're all athletes. Make me very proud. Enjoyed all that stuff. Well, as of June, I'm done with that, right? My grandson just started football. So I know what's coming. You know, are you going to go to his game? Are you going to go to his game? You know, and they play some games they play on Saturdays. Some they play on Sundays. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's, you know, to watch 7- and 8-year-olds play football is not fun. And I've watched literally hundreds of hours of 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds playing football. It's just not that groovy. And so I'm going to have a problem on those Sunday games. You know, I love my Lions. So it's going to be an issue.
Have you ever seen 7- or 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds playing soccer?
Yes.
That's even worse. It's just a gangle of group of people, like, you know, all surrounding
the
ball.
The goalie at that age is, you know, picking dandelions and waving to mom. So, yeah, I've been through all this. I've been through Little League baseball, soccer, football. Yeah, I've done it all. I've absolutely done it all.
Well, see, here's the problem. When I was a kid, they had camcorders out there. Which I don't know how anyone else is, but so there is video of me in the outfield chasing butterflies when I was five. Okay. Not like last year or something in softball.
What I wouldn't do to see that tape. Richard, if you're listening this morning, why don't you hook me up, buddy? Actually, I've got his email address. I'll just send him an email. Can you imagine posting Jeff Radford video to the Facebook page?
Of me chasing butterflies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When did you get serious about sports? At what age did you really go, you know what, this is something that I enjoy?
Right after I got yelled at for chasing butterflies in the outfield.
No, seriously. Right after I got yelled at.
Middle school, probably, yeah.
Okay. What sports did you play?
Basketball, golf, baseball.
No football, huh?
I did football for a couple years, but then, you know, when you can go golfing for free every single day, that just seemed better for me.
Okay. Well, you know, to each their own. I only played football, and then I hurt my knee way back when they didn't do knee surgery. So once you hurt your knee, you were pretty much done.
Yeah, no injuries, no knee injuries in golf for me.
Well, of course not. And I would, but so how did Tiger end up getting his knee injury?
Waffle House waitresses.
I was going to say stepping over a pile of bodies, and he slipped on the. Never mind. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll set it all up on the other side. Good morning. Thank you for punching in this morning. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Happy Friday to you. 888-552-3595. You stay right there. We're going to take the break, and we'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes some good news on our accident, I-96 eastbound near Novi, that has cleared. We do have a problem 375 northbound near Jefferson, 375 north near Jefferson. Looks like construction barrels are in the roadway. Be careful there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny skies, our high near 85. Tonight, though, partly cloudy, a low near 65. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 85. Right now it's partly cloudy at Metro Airport and 63 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift, the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour, for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Truppiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. Quickly let you know that our wonderful listener, Jenny, who is giving away tickets to people that would help volunteer to gather signatures for the recall of Governor Snyder tomorrow outside the Detroit Opera House. She had enough. I got some emails early this morning, people wanting to volunteer. Unfortunately, that opportunity was quickly sopped up by those who volunteered, and there were plenty. And so you can stop emailing me about that. Of course, you know, there are tickets still for sale at the box office for the show, and you still have time to RSVP for the after party if you'd like to go. Remind you, they are two separate events. All right. Now, you know, very quickly, and I kind of want to clarify this, you know, Stephanie has also got her own little VIP thing going on. So some of you are actually aware of that. You could, you know, spend a little more money. And that is still happening. And that, again, is a separate event from what we're doing. But she will be coming by our after party. Absolutely. It's been guaranteed. So I know there was a little confusion online yesterday about that. But it's okay. They're both taking place after the show. And whether you've got a ticket for their VIP event or our after party, it's good. Everything's great. But they're tickets, so if you want to walk up a day of, and I want to remind you, Jeff, as we were talking about yesterday, there's a lot going on downtown tomorrow night. Kenny Chesney, Lil Wayne, the Tigers, and Stephanie Miller. You might want to get down there a little bit early, make sure you get a parking spot.
And then, of course, Dream Cruise is not downtown, but it's, you know, going on as well, so there's a lot of things happening this
weekend. Yeah, and apparently there's also a major convention in town this weekend. I don't know which one it is, but it's there, so folks, if, you know, it's going to be a great weekend to go downtown. There's no question about that. All right, what do we want to take a look at today? It's interesting. It's interesting because I was looking for some audio yesterday, not even for the show. I was looking for something I'm working on a little private project. And, you know, sometimes you just run into stuff accidentally. Well, I ran into this 1936 FDR speaking at the Democratic National Convention. 1936, keep that in mind. And this is what he had to say to that audience.
Let me warn you. And let me warn the nation against the smooth evasion that says, of course we believe these things. We believe in Social Security. We believe in work for the unemployed. We believe in saving homes. Cross our hearts and hope to die. We believe in all these things. But we do not like the way the present administration is doing them. Just turn them over to us. We will do all of them. We will do more of them. We will do them better. And most important of all, the doing of them will not cost anybody anything.
How you like that one, Radford?
Nice.
I mean, come on, 1936, 2011. Is there any difference? Is there any difference? I mean, it's out there. There's no difference. And I just when as soon as I heard that, I thought we definitely have to play that on the show tomorrow. The Republicans continue to tell us that, yeah, you know, they're going to take care of us. And you know what? They're not looking to get rid of Social Security and Medicare. Absolutely not. Of course they want jobs. They want a booming economy. They understand that. They want that for us. And, yeah, they can do it better. Listen, they can do everything. There's not a thing that they can't do better than Barack Obama, especially Barack Obama. There's nothing that he can do that they can't do better. They've made that crystal clear. And that's just the Republican leadership that's currently in power. I'm not even talking about candidates yet. If you listen to Michelle Bachmann, this is what we learned from her this week. That under a Michelle Bachmann presidency, gasoline will fall below $2 a gallon. I'm serious. She said that. Unemployment will almost disappear under a President Bachmann. She will eliminate the Environmental Protection Agency, which, according to her and conservatives, the country over, is the cause for so much of our economic woe. Because the Republicans can do it better. How is that? How is it, if they're so good at doing all this stuff, that we're in such trouble? By the way, Congress holds the purse strings to this nation. The Republican majority Congress is responsible for the financial health of this great country of ours. And yet we continue to see, as we did yesterday in the stock market, nothing but devastation. If this is leadership, imagine if they were incompetent where we'd be right now. But oh, don't worry, it's all the president's fault. Because the Republicans do it better. Well, that's all very interesting. But somebody sends me an article from the Washington Post the other day. It was an op-ed. It was an editorial. And we know one thing about the Republican slate of candidates. If we know nothing else, we know that there are two especially that are making a whole lot of noise about religion. And in fact, Mitt Romney would rather we not have the religion conversation. And the others, well, they just kind of meander through this thing and they stay away. But the ones, the lightning rods, the Bachmann, the Perry, they are the lightning rod. They are the moral equivalent to, I don't know, the second coming of Christ. So somebody sends me this op-ed titled, From Jesus Socialism to Capitalist Christianity. Now, I've always found it quite entertaining that the Republican Party co-opted God. They became the God Party a very long time ago. You see, the way it works, if you don't pay attention, is you don't believe in God if you're a Democrat, and you do believe in God if you're a Republican. Democrats are not good Christians. Republicans are awfully good Christians. And if you listen to the Bachmans and the Perrys of the world, they are the moral compass which can guide us into that wonderful future we all know is waiting for us. But our priorities are out of order because we continue to think about things like equality for women and, I don't know, equal rights for gays. How can we expect to have a great society if we talk such blasphemy? So here's the question. Was Jesus a socialist? What does the Bible teach us about modern-day politics? So we're going to explore that. Would love to know what you think. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and just for Jeff, Twitter at Tony Trupiano. We're going to take a very quick break here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. God's honest truth.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We have that problem of construction barrels in the roadway, 375 northbound near Jefferson, right there downtown. Looks like that's the only real issue you're seeing, although traffic is starting to pick up around town. Look for heavier conditions along Telegraph as you're heading up in toward the interchange with I-96.
The weather is hot, but McDonald's is still here to quench your thirst with our $1 any size soft drinks or sweet tea. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Loving it. Loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny skies, are high near 85 tonight, though partly cloudy, a low near 65. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 85. Right now, it's partly cloudy at Metro Airport and 63 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Amazing what some worker power can do. This week, Ohio Governor John Kasich stepped up to the podium at a press conference and said he was willing to have a discussion regarding the collective bargaining rights stripping legislation, SB 5, that's now up for a repeal referendum in November. Jesse Russell reports.
We Are Ohio, the coalition that collected more than 1.3 million signatures to get the legislation on the ballot, had one response for the governor: repeal the entire bill. Polling is on the side of opponents of the legislation, with a solid majority supporting its repeal. Melissa Fazekas is spokesman for We Are Ohio.
Ohioans are very smart. They were very involved in the process going through the legislature, where they were literally locked outside in the cold, and their voices were not allowed to be heard. It's awfully funny to now be standing here and talking about coming to the table when this entire bill takes away their rights to do so.
She said the only way We Are Ohio would remove the bill from the ballot is if the legislature, which passed it, agreed to repeal the entire thing, not simply try to negotiate to remove small parts of it.
This entire bill was presented to us from the legislature as a package, and that is what is before voters in November. It's the entire bill. So that is what they have to decide on, the entire bill.
The legislature has until August 30th to repeal the bill.
When the National Association of Professional Allstate Agents formalizes its affiliation with OPEIU, the Agents Association Executive Director Jim Fish hopes it will lead to more Allstate agents joining the association. Fish says Allstate agents were forcibly switched from employee into independent contractor status by Allstate in 2000. Since then, conditions for the agents have gotten worse. They decided to join OPEIU to improve things on several fronts.
The company controls everything they do, practically, and they are firing agents at a record number for, you know, missing quotas, and they're also looking to reduce compensation by 20%.
Fish says OPEIU gives his agents more power to get improvements in their relationship with Allstate.
The financial muscle of the OPEIU is going to help us in legislative efforts, lobbying efforts. Plus, I believe it will motivate agents to join our group. And, of course, with that comes strength in numbers.
The National Union of Healthcare Workers won a union representation election at Children's Hospital in Oakland, California by a vote of 163 to 159. Some workers there began an effort to switch representation from SEIU to NUHW in January of 2009. The struggle between the two unions has played out for more than 900 days as SEIU resisted efforts by NUHW supporters to switch unions. The NLRB must still rule on some challenged ballots before the election results are certified. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning to you on this Friday. Is Jesus a socialist? Is he a liberal? I mean, that's the question. And And again, I'm going to start, I'm going to get into this piece by Gregory Paul that was in the Washington Post, but it's a fascinating exploration. Religion has become an important part of the political process. And when one side co-opts something as critical as religion, it's something that you really do need to pay attention to. Let us go to the phones. Again, feel free to join us on Twitter at Tony Truppiano and the toll-free number 888-552-3595. David in Farmington, good morning to you, and welcome to First Shift.
Good morning. Yes, I absolutely do believe Jesus was a liberal, and I actually think that was the reason that the power brokers within the Jewish community used to bring him to Pontius Pilate to kill him. I think the last factor is when he interrupted the market business outside the temple and was really preaching against the whole economy that they had set up with people coming to Jerusalem, you know, having to buy quote-unquote clean animals for sacrifice instead of bringing their own animals and having money brokers, you know, so you would have to use the proper currency for the whole temple process. Jesus was saying, no, you don't have to do that anymore. You know, this is wrong. This is corrupt. And like most instances, you know, I think money is the cause for most action.
Well, you know,
I think that sealed his fate.
Well, you know, and David, you know, it goes back to that old saying, you know, that money is the root of all evil. You know, I'm sure that has some biblical roots in it, that saying. You know, I of course have oversimplified it by saying follow the money, but I don't know that, David, there's much of an interest or difference. But it's interesting that when we talk about religion and we talk about Jesus and we talk about God, that the Republican Party has somehow managed to own him or own God, and I don't even want to say religion. I'm being very specific here, as if they have some kind of special insight into the Old or the New Testament that we just on the other side of the aisle just haven't figured out yet. I find that awfully odd.
I would suggest to you that, especially the more conservative evangelical movement, I would argue that they would parallel to the Pharisees of the day of Christ.
I think that's an excellent observation. I think that's an excellent observation.
The keeper of the law, and we're the ones that, you know, we know what's right and what's wrong. And yeah, I think it would be a very good parallel.
Absolutely. David, I appreciate your insights, and have a great weekend. Great call. I mean, you know, David gets it. This is interesting. Let me read a little bit, and again, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595 on Twitter at Tony Truppiano. But, you know, let me just read this. It says, to understand how non-capitalistic Christianity is supposed to be, we turn to the first chapter of the Gospels. Acts, which describes the events of the early church. Chapter 2 and 4 state that, quote, all believers were together and had everything in common. I really want you to listen to this, folks. The believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. This goes back to what David was just saying. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. There were no needy persons among them. From time to time, those who owned lands or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone as he had need. Now, the writer goes on to say, now, folks, that's outright socialism in the type described millennia later by Marx, who later got the general idea from the Gospels. The pro-capitalist Christians who are aware of these passages wave them away, even though it is the only explicit description of Christian economics in the Bible. Well, listen, folks, I have no problem having a healthy and hearty debate about religion and maybe where it does or does not belong in the political process.
you know, I'm going to, again, reference something that, you know, some of you are going to think I'm crazy, but I you know, again, the former television show, The West Wing, had a scene, one of the scenes in it, Martin Sheen as the president, you know, has having a conversation with a priest, and he says, you understand that when they're in the office, and he says, you understand that when I'm in this room, I'm not a Catholic, I'm the president of the United States. Think about that. And you do need to base decisions sometimes with different filters, unless you're a Republican. My problem with Republicans in religion is that they use it to hurt. They use it in a harmful way. You know, again, we can go back to the very basic tenet that I am my brother's keeper. That's a very liberal view. Now, if there's a Republican listening to me right now that has a different interpretation of what that means, I would dearly love to hear how you interpret that. You know, it's interesting because we use language. Linguistics is an interesting weapon. Do you want a hand up or a handout? You know, we've talked extensively on this show over the last 3.5 months or so about message. The Republicans are better at message. You know, I've thought about that a great deal. And they're not better at message, they're just more consistent with it. In fact, I could easily, I think, draw enough parallels. Bill Clinton, John F. Kennedy, and many other FDR Democrats that were amazing orators. So it's not that, you know, listen, George Bush was certainly not a great communicator. But there's something to be said for consistency. Because, again, we know that if you say it often enough, people begin to believe it. But getting back to religion, why is it that the Republicans have been so successful in getting that vote? Is it about abortion? Now, for many people, it is that issue, and that issue alone, and I understand that. But imagine ignoring everything else because of a single issue. And there are single-issue voters out there. So for some people, they find homosexuality so distasteful that they can't embrace a political party that would welcome it. Yes, folks, even in the year 2011, there are people that don't believe in interracial marriage. There are conservatives that don't believe a white couple should adopt a child of color. And this isn't even about racism to them. To them, it's about, you know, some kind of Christian belief or, you know, God-centered belief that is not the way God intended it. Imagine we have a Bible. I'm speaking to Christianity right now. I'm not speaking to anything but Christianity right now. But we have a Bible. We have an Old Testament and a New Testament. And we have all these different factions of religion that interpret those texts, those words, in very different ways. I was born and raised Catholic. I turned away from the Catholic Church many years ago because it's my perception alone, I saw one thing and heard something different. And I didn't mind what I heard. I didn't like what I saw. And I'm not alone. I'm not talking just, I mean, in religion in general, I think people are a little bit lost. And so when we begin to use prayer as a guide, we are told, think about the difficult situation we're in as a society right now. The economy is awful. Still, records amount of people are not working. And we look off into the distance and we don't see an opportunity for work. We don't, at least not good jobs. And this is not something we can make fun of. And so people turn to their faith. Ask any church. I ran into a pastor when I was at the Wyandotte Democratic Club picnic a couple weeks ago, and he said they're tapped out. Their resources are tapped out. They've given all they can give. They have no more money. They don't know what to do. So they continue. I mean, they continue to pray for a sign. Think about that intersection of religion and politics before you dismiss it. And you will understand why we need to be careful that we don't allow the evangelical point of view to become the way we dialogue about Christianity and religion. It is too critically important because so many people are guided by their faith. Jesus Christ was a socialist. He was a liberal. One of my favorite bumper stickers of all times was Jesus was in the Carpenters Union. Love, love, love that bumper sticker. Folks, as we move forward, do not let the right take your religion away from you. They don't own it, and they never will. Stop giving it away. Lots of interesting audio when we come back, and I assure you, it's very interesting. We're going to take the break here. Feel free to join us. Of course, we're open lines at the top of the hour. And when we'll on the other side, I'll let you know what we got going on today, because we have Joe DeSano in studio. Pretty excited about that. A little bit later on, 888-552-3595. This is the break on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. And we don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hey, Detroit. Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal town hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
When the show is done, the party has just begun. Join the staff of First Shift and the cast of the Sexy Liberal Tour for an after party you will talk about for a long time to come. Immediately following the show, join Tony, Jeff, and Todd with Stephanie and her crew
Saturday, August 20th,
and nosh on some delicious goodies like beef brisket, jumbo shrimp, imported cheeses and olives, and grilled chicken. While rubbing elbows with some of the people you listen to every day, and in the process, help us as we will donate all the proceeds to Planned Parenthood's advocacy efforts as we team with the Sexy Liberal Tour and their donation as well. For just $20 per person, you will end your evening with great food, great conversation, and what will sure to be some stories to tell. Send a check or money order to the Tony Trupiano Show at P.O. Box 1027, Dearborn Heights, Michigan 48127. You may pay at the door that evening, but you must RSVP in advance to Tony at thetonyshow.org by Friday, August 19th at noon.
Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
The best value? Simple. It's the one that lasts. Like the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. New brake pads or shoes, just $99.99 per axle installed. With a guarantee good for as long as you own your car. New brake pads or shoes installed, just $99.99 per axle. Midas. Total car care, total customer care.
Additional parts, labor, shop fees, and taxes extra. Most vehicles, see manager for guarantee terms. A participating Detroit area Midas.
Protractor. Erasers. Pink backpack. A good book. Grace Dempsey is starting middle school, so Grace's mom ran to Walgreens. With short lines, she got everything on Grace's school supply list in about 6 minutes. And a book for herself, which she now has time to read. Now through Saturday, 5 packs of Bic Bright Liner highlighters are just 79 cents. And Kleenex brand facial tissue, 184 count, is just 109 with in-ad coupons. Simplify your shopping. With Walgreens, there's a way.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is Friday, man. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the weekend. Stephanie Miller will be in Detroit tomorrow, and lots of festivities surrounding what's happening downtown. So if you want to go to the Stephanie Miller Show, although there are no more free tickets, they're gone. The freebies are gone. You can certainly, plenty of tickets left. Just go to the box office, show up tomorrow, and absolutely join us. It's going to be a fun night. It's really going to be a fun night. 888-552-3595 on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. And again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's go to the phones and welcome Zach in Dearborn to First Shift. Good morning, Zach. What's on your mind today?
What's on my mind is I think with the problem with President Obama is that a lot of Democrats secretly aren't really with him. And I think that's because they're establishment Democrats. I mean, the way I've always seen it, the Republicans are out there to help their rich constituents. Democrats really are out there to help their rich constituency as well.
Well, then what's the alternative? I mean, Zach, then what's the alternative? If we're not happy with the Republicans and we're not happy with the Democrats, what's our alternative?
I think the alternative is to vote independent. To vote the independents in.
Well, but Zach, I have no problem with third parties. If a legitimate one came along, I'd give it a serious look. I absolutely would. But let's just be realistic for a second, Zach. You sound like a smart guy. We can't change. You know what? You're right. There's a lot of money in politics. Nobody's raised more money in the history of politics than Barack Obama. Let's be honest about it. All right.
Yes.
There's no question
a lot
that's
of that
true.
People from people.
And listen, he got a lot of Wall Street money to get elected president of the United States. You don't think he's paying those guys back somehow? Absolutely. I get that. How do we begin to change this, Zach? You say vote independent, but if you vote independent, and I'm just throwing it out there, there are people that are going to tell you, Zach, vote third party and it's a wasted vote. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think the way you got to do that is we need to... I think the people really need to stand up. I mean, I think the part of the problem is the people are idle. They're kind of letting the politicians doing their bidding for them.
Hey, brother, I couldn't agree with you more. Zach, I spoke Wednesday night at a meeting. I've been doing a lot of speaking. And this is the one thing people say to me. And you just said it again. What is it going to take to get people off the couch? Why are people not outraged? Why are we not seeing in Michigan what's happening in Wisconsin? Zach, I don't have the answer to that. I just don't.
I think the problem is things really aren't that bad enough yet. It's like if things get really bad, then it seems like you wake the populace up.
But Zach, I mean, you know, how much worse do they have to be? Zach, you and I live in the same area. We live in the Dearborn area, all right? You and I, if you go down Warren, you go down Ford Road, you go down Michigan Avenue, there are businesses closing everywhere. How much worse does it have to get, Zach?
I know, but the thing is, the popular sentiment is, okay, your business is closing down here. Just go somewhere else. Go to a different state. Go to a different city. It seems like that's the way people are approach things. I mean, right now, I mean, for example, we've had a lot of almost 20 million jobs outsourced. I mean, it seems like no one really says anything about that. No one in the media says nothing about it. No. People are getting up and saying, "What about these outsourced jobs?"
Well, you know, again, part of that. And Zach, I want to thank you for your call. Again, you're a smart guy, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I truly do. And Zach's 100% right. You know, the part of this is NAFTA and GATT. You know, are these free trade agreements? The president, when he breaks his jobs plan next month, he's going to talk, we need more free trade agreements, I'm going to tell you. Now, I don't have a problem with agreements, but they need to be fair trade agreements, not free trade, because we know free trade is not working for this country. All right. 888-552-3595. Brooks in Novi joins us now. Thanks for punching in this morning. Brooks, what's on your mind?
Morning, Tony.
Morning, buddy.
Actually, you know, the president is working on a free trade agreement with the Asian Rim countries, particularly Vietnam right now. And I was listening to an interview on one of the business channels of the CFO of New Balance, who is actually the only tennis shoe manufacturer in the United States that still produces here in the United States. They have plants in Massachusetts and I believe either New Hampshire or up in New York. And he said that if the president is successful in implementing that that plan, it will shut down their factories and their jobs will go to Vietnam.
Really?
Because Vietnam is, 50 cents an hour, where China's $1.50 an hour. And he said that it will not be economically possible to survive in the tennis shoe business if that free trade agreement. It's kind of like the light bulb deal, Tony, where the Congress came through and said we're not going to be able to use incandescent bulbs anymore. GE shut down their Atlanta manufacturing facility of incandescent bulbs. There were over 4,000 jobs that were eliminated. And the three new compact fluorescent plants that produce the new bulbs that our Congress demands every citizen in our country buy were constructed in China, and they're selling them back to us.
Yeah, and that's BS. It's BS.
But Tony, that's both parties, and that's why I'm saying when you ask that last caller what the solution is not to just come on the radio and spend an entire day demonizing Republicans. Because the portrayal of Republicans as being evil, liars, selfish, greedy, it's so intellectually dishonest and disingenuous to suggest that Republicans are all those things, but Democrats aren't.
Well, listen,
the Republicans have tended.
And you've listened to me for a long time, Brooks. And you've heard me disgrace Democrats. I have not been even-handed.
Once in a while.
Let me finish my sentence. I have not been even-handed. I'd be the first one to admit that, and I wear my bias on my sleeve. I'm the first one to admit that. Here's the problem. We need to take care of some basic tenets of political courtesy that we are so far away from. In order for us, Brooks, to manufacture anything that looks like civility in this country, in order for us to come together on any kind of political harmony, we can't even agree which table to sit at to have the conversation. And until we can figure that out, it's going to be exactly what I've been doing every day. And I've got to tell you, in my opinion, and I'm going to give you a chance to respond to this, in my opinion, the Democrats are more willing to sit down and have this conversation right now than the Republicans are. You got about 30 seconds, Brooks.
I would disagree with that for these reasons, Tony. The Democrats, when a policy issue is placed on the table, the Democrats say, as an example, when Bush brought up Social Security, Democrats said, we will not sit down and even discuss with you any part of any plan to try to correct the inadequacy.
Brooks, we're just out of time for the top of the hour. We'll have to continue this some other time, but it's a good starting point for us. Let's take a break here. We've got Diane Cross with Traffic and Weather, CNN with Headline News. This is 1310 WDTW. I'm Tony Trupiano on First Shift. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update, Tony, is all good news. We are seeing traffic moving very nicely along 696 westbound as you're trying to come in towards 75 and out to Southfield. If you're on 75 north and south, in very good shape as you're trying to head in towards 696. Just getting a little bit busier, but not the big volumes we normally see.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny skies, are high near 85 tonight, though partly cloudy, a low near 65. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 85. Right now it's partly cloudy at Metro Airport and 63 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. World stock markets are falling following a bruising sell-off in global markets during the previous session. CNN's Nina Dos Santos reports Europe and Asia have been taking a beating.
The stock markets in Asia ended the day lower, and what we're seeing at the moment in Europe is the markets down to the tune of 1.5% to 2%. Earlier today, they were falling in excess of 3%, and that adds to declines of more than 5% yesterday.
Dow futures are down as well a couple of hours before the opening bell. The industrials plummeted 419 points Thursday. President Obama has been getting some flack for going on vacation at Martha's Vineyard. Instead of staying in Washington to work on the economy, the White House is on the defensive.
The White House brushing aside that criticism of the president's vacation, saying that, look, even though the president is physically away from the White House, he has not left his job.
CNN's Dan Lothian in Washington. The death toll has climbed to 34 people in the Pakistani village of Gondi, where a blast went off at a mosque. It happened in the middle of Friday prayers. 100 others were hurt. The Taliban claims it was behind today's suicide bombings in Kabul. CNN producer David Ariosto is in the Afghan capital.
At least two suicide bombers attacked the British consul. Now, this is in the same vicinity or same complex as the British embassy right in downtown Kabul. And it's sort of within that area of the Ring of Steel where you see a lot of additional police, additional security. This is supposed to be one of the more secure areas, not only of the city, but of the country.
At least eight people were killed in the bombings. This occurred on the anniversary of Afghanistan's independence from Great Britain.
Is it the face of a child?
Sugarland performing in New Mexico last night, its first concert since five people died in a stage collapse in Indiana over the weekend. The band opened with a moment of silence. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
During the Home Depot's Renew and Redo Bath event, Catalina Canyon porcelain tile is only 99 cents a square foot. A great new look for a surprising low price. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. A fabulous tile floor at a price that's beautiful, too. Starts with a trip to the Home Depot, where durable Catalina Canyon tile is now just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Charles Osgood. To all the loyal customers out there who have rated us highest in customer satisfaction for auto insurance claims experience, we thank you, and thank you. Auto Owners Insurance, ranked highest in customer satisfaction 3 years in a row by J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. Auto Owners Insurance. Promises made, promises kept. To find the independent insurance agent nearest you, visit autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com.
Hewlett-Packard, the biggest seller of personal computers in the world, wants out of the business. The company says it's considering a spin-off of its entire PC unit. Instead, it wants to get back to what built the company decades ago, specialized applications. HP also announcing it will purchase Autonomy, a maker of business software, for $10 billion. The head of one of the world's biggest companies, which has been under fire for its extremely low tax bill, says the U.S. government should eliminate all corporate tax loopholes. Jeff Immelt, head of General Electric and leader of the president's job creation panel, tells students at Dartmouth College he would, and most corporate bosses should, accept in a heartbeat, a uniform corporate tax policy free of all loopholes, so long as the rate is decreased from the current 35%. Leftover but clearly still pervasive gloom over global recession chances is slamming world stock markets again. And S&P futures are losing 23 points. NASDAQ futures off 35. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? A Regions Cash Core Analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
I just opened my third doggy daycare. My business is growing by leaps and bounds. My marketing is deluxe.
I'm hiring drivers for my shuttle service. My business is picking up. My marketing is deluxe.
I care for 52 lawns. My business is growing. My marketing is deluxe.
Use deluxe online marketing tools to help your business grow. Deluxe for business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
During the Home Depot's Renew and Redo Bath event, Catalina Canyon porcelain tile is only 99 cents a square foot. A great new look for a surprising low price. These tiles are made to handle whatever you dish out beautifully. A fabulous tile floor at a price that's beautiful, too, starts with a trip to the Home Depot, where durable Catalina Canyon tile is now just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The majority of Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, which means you're really close to an enormous deal on portable power products. What do I mean by enormous exactly? Savings up to 50%. That kind of deal deserves one of those monster truck voices.
Save on extra battery life for your phone. Save on extra power for your other portable electronic devices. Save up to 50%.
Okay, that's not the best monster truck voice, but you get the idea. Save on portable power at Radio Shack.
Save 20 to 50% on select portable power products in Store 3, 2011.
Solidarity, a union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union, the state of being united, an organization of workers. Justice, the administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality of being equal. First Shift with Tony Trupiano. It's about freaking time.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano in our second of 3 hours on this First Shift program, Democracy in Action. May not be the democracy you like, but it's the democracy you're going to get. And, you know, listen, we just kind of carrying over from that last hour just a wee bit. I wear my bias on my sleeve, and I make no apologies for that. But, you know, name me another show in this town, one radio show of the dozens that there are that gives you access to topics and information and the airwaves that this show does. Not a one. Not a one. Keep that in mind. This is Democracy in Action. No question about that. We've got a great hour lined up for you. We're going to have some time for open lines a little bit later on in the show. Joe DeSano will be with us at 8 o'clock as we are going to have him in studio, and looking forward to that a great deal. And in my ongoing efforts to engage you, and there's a lot of different ways that you can get involved in the process of democracy, I'm about to introduce you to a guest that will give you one very unique way to do that. Certainly untraditional, and it's catching on in a huge way. What is it? We're going to get to that in just a moment. Want to remind you that if you'd like to join us at any time throughout the program, the toll-free number, 888-552-3595. At Jeff's request, we are now taking questions and comments via Twitter at Tony Trupiano, TonyTrupiano. And, of course, you can always send me that, you know, that old fuddy-duddy stuff. What's it called, Jeff? Email? Is that what we call it, that old thing?
I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah, right. Tony@thetonyshow.org. All right, let me turn my attention to my guest in this hour. Joining us now is Dave Reamer. Dave is Chief Marketing Officer with Votocracy. Votocracy. We're going to be posting Votocracy to the Facebook page. This is really an intriguing concept. It involves social media, Facebook. And I got to tell you that as I have kind of played around with it yesterday, there's a whole lot of fun in this, too. But I think there's a whole lot you can learn from it as well. And, Dave, I want to welcome you to First Shift this morning. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you. It's you know, we don't get your show out here, but it's been fun. You know, when you're going to be interviewed, you are on hold and you get to listen to the show. And then I cheated and listened a little earlier today, too. It's a great show. It's sure is a great fit for Votocracy. I've just loved listening to it for a while.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, hey, if you want to listen to it, we're on iHeart, and, you know, you can always listen on the web. And
Dave, yeah, I see that on the web. It was really fun. It was really – I loved listening to the callers. Well, listen, I know you don't have all day for us, so I'm co-founder. It was three of us sort of sitting around wondering why in the world we can't do something better with the political situation. So Votocracy really emerged as a solution, and it does. You're absolutely right in your tee off that it leverages social media, which we didn't invent. But it's difficult, I think, for people to access politics in this country. And what we want to do is really democratize the process. We used technology, social media, and the rest. And I'm glad you went to the site because it's really a hoot and it's growing fast.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you recently, I don't know how recently actually, but you've got a polling section there now that I thought, you know, I like polls. We do one through Facebook every morning on the show.
Yeah.
I think polling's important. Now, again, I understand that I've got an audience and it skews quite liberal. And so, you know, sometimes I'm surprised, but more often than not, I'm just trying to gauge interest and topics. But it is an interesting way to interact. I think people like doing that. But before we get to that, let's just talk about, you know, votocracy. What is it and what do you want us to do with it?
Okay, good question. Well, votocracy is it's a website, and within that website, we work a great deal of the time in the Facebook application. So it's better with votocracy if you are a member of Facebook or easily want to become one. So as you come to the website, which you've done already, and start clicking on the active tabs, it'll just simply ask you to go ahead and allow your Facebook information, which is already public, to pour through. And then you're a member. And from there, you have an opportunity to either run for office. And we say run. Of course, it's not federally commissioned yet. But to go ahead and put your candidacy together, to load your videos. You can pay as little as a dollar and be like a real politician and raise the rest of it from your friends, or just pay the $99. You can also nominate someone who you think would make a great leader. I think all of us know these people. That was one of my first instincts with this idea. I thought of teachers I've had in social studies and friends in life that are just so together and clear thinkers, that to get some of that common sense into politics would be terrific. So it's $99. You nominate yourself. You enter. You don't have to become a candidate to be a member. You can participate in the polls. You can find other candidates. And one of the ways where it's interesting you'd mention polls, because this is becoming just kind of the rage on the site. Everybody can participate. You can participate in one of our polls, and then if you like the answer or like the discussion, you can email the poll to anyone, so they don't have to be a Facebook friend. And that all happens outside of Facebook. And then we take the poll information and match that up to what candidates will be answering. And so we will become, as we build more and more mass, sort of the match.com of politics in addition, so you'll be able to come in and find candidates based on how you vote and how they vote.
Well, you know, and Dave, some of these people, you know, very lighthearted. Some actually very serious.
Yep. That's exactly the spread, and it's kind of funny. It's, you know, when people are touched with this movement, the first thing they do is sort of smile and say, yeah, president, $99, that's pretty funny. And then they think about the rest of the issues you've been raising all morning. You know, you had a caller saying, when are people going to step up? When will people get involved? It also, I think, it can be an important mechanism for us to stay engaged and to better understand what we're voting for and what we're not voting for. And you know, how do we diffuse this political discussion that we have in this country from the Sunday talk shows? You know, I'm sort of addicted to those. But what's comical about them, and I watch them all, is both sides are represented and they've all been given their talking points that morning. And, you know, they have their terms that are now going to be popular, and it just feels like there's one or the other in this country, and I just think the issues diffuse further. So a votocracy is going to give us a chance. You know, our goal is 100,000 candidates that would run for president, and many, many more, because we're announcing next week. Actually, it'll be open in 2 weeks, but we're announcing next week that we're moving to local, so we'll go to state and other federal elections as well. This is something our users have demanded.
That's a neat idea.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's a very cool idea. Especially, you know, there are some states, not unlike Michigan, where there's a lot of contentiousness going on and...